Hey everybody, how are you? This is Chris again. This is episode 85 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. As promised, this one's going to be about law and order. So this is another quickie episode that a quickie episode about a quickie topic or issue that Republican candidates can use to win elections. Law and order is really, it's really simple, but I think that we need to get deeper into it, and we need to really understand what the Democrats are. The Democrat Party represents now. In my opinion, the Democrat Party has become the Marxist Party. Like I always say, they're communists, but they're Marxists, and they view the world as oppressed versus the oppressors. So they're dividing us up. They're very divisive. They're dividing us up into black people against white people, gay people against straight people, women against men, poor people against rich people, workers, working people against their bosses. The immigrants against the native-born population, or, you know, American citizens. And essentially, it's oppressors, the oppressed against the oppressors. They see the world as revolutionaries versus the counter-revolutionaries. You know, the proletarian class versus the bourgeois class, bourgeoisie, whatever class. So it's a very distinct Marxist ideology, and criminals are to a Democrat and to the Democrats at the top. I'm not talking about the voters. A lot of the Democrat voters, they don't really know what's going on here. They look around and they see cities crumbling, they see crime skyrocketing, but they don't put two and two together, and we have to do that for them. We have to spell this out for them. We have to spell it out and tell them exactly what I just said. The Democrats are Marxists who are dividing us up, the oppressed versus the oppressors. And so criminals to a Democrat, to the Democrat politicians, to the DAs, the criminals are just revolutionaries fighting back against their oppressors. So if you get robbed, if you get murdered, if you get raped, well, you deserve it. You just deserve it because that must mean that you're an oppressor, and the criminal is just a poor oppressed person fighting back against their oppression. That's literally what these people think. This is not hyperbole. This is exactly what the mentality of the Democrat Party leadership and these hardcore Marxists that are all over America. They're at all levels now in our government. This is how they think, and so this is why they are when they arrest a criminal, when the police, this is why they're against the police, because the police are the ones who arrest the criminals. Well, but so the police are the oppressors. This is why they're anti-police. And look, I mean, I've been pretty clear about this, how I'm not one of those back the blue guys who thinks that the police can do no wrong. You know, when the police do something wrong, they need to be held accountable. And when the police do things like enforce totally unconstitutional and immoral things like vaccine mandates or virus lockdowns, my opinion, the police should be shot. You should shoot at them. You know, when they come to shut your business down, you shoot them. I've been clear about that. But if when the police stick to their role of defending and protecting our rights and our liberties, arresting and punishing people who violate our rights, who steal from you, who murder you, who assault you, who rape you, That's when the police should be involved. That's when the government should get involved. And so, I mean, that is the foundation of civilization itself. And the Democrats are destroying it. They're destroying civilization, so they're undermining the very foundation of civilization, which is law and order, which is property rights and your personal rights, you know, your right to sit, you know, to have a business without somebody throwing a brick through the window and stealing everything. Democrats don't care. If you have a business and somebody throws a brick through the window and steals everything, Democrats don't care. They don't care. That's just an oppressor. That's just an oppressed person fighting back against their oppression, and you are the oppressor. And so I think it's important to understand the mechanism, what's going on inside the mind of the Democrat Party leaders and the hardcore Democrats who are, they are, I mean, they're everywhere. And the voters need to really understand what these people represent, what helicopters flying overhead. We have to be clear about explaining this to people, to voters. And, you know, I think that part of the, what we can do is hopefully wake up a lot of people on the Democrat side and get them to change the Democrat Party, because we need the Democrat Party to change away from being a full-blown Marxist Communist Party. Revolutionary party. And I've talked about how the Democrats are the party of the continuous revolution. And that's what America's crumbling. It's collapsing. And it is because the Democrats are waging a Marxist revolution. This is a communist revolution. And I've said it before, if you own anything, they will eventually take it. I have no doubt, and don't think for one second you will escape somehow. You know, unless you're one of them, you know, unless you're somehow, you can convince them to leave you alone because, oh, I'm on your side, you know. But most of you, most Americans who own anything will eventually have everything taken from you, because that's what communists do. Look at the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. That's what they did. That's what they always do. They erect a political ruling class who steals everything and lives like kings. And that's what they're doing. The Democrats are erecting themselves as a permanent ruling class so they can eventually steal everything and continue to live like kings. But I think that this idea of law and order, that we can, you know, we can present ourselves, the Republican Party is the party of law and order. We are the party that respects your rights to defend yourself, your rights to have a business without somebody stealing from you. And if somebody does steal from you, they should be punished. I don't care what their skin color is. I don't care if they're poor. I'm not going to buy this bullshit that, oh, well, they're just poor and oppressed and therefore they're... No, don't care. Don't care. They're going to get punished to the fullest extent of the law. They're not going to get released, you know, 2 hours later so they can just go out and do it again. So because, you know, this is the problem with what the Democrats are doing is they are incentivizing crime. Because if you're not going to punish criminals, well, then you send the message out that you can commit all the crimes you want and you won't get punished. And that's what that's the message that the Democrats are sending out. And that's what the Democrats want. They want, because criminals are the foot soldiers of their revolution. So this is serious. This is very serious. So, okay, that's it. That's a quickie about law and order. The Democrats are communists, they're Marxists, they're splitting us up into the oppressed versus the oppressors, and they want to be the party of the oppressed. And if they can get 51% of the people in America to view themselves as the oppressed, fighting back against the oppressors, then if you're one of the 49%, look out, because you're gonna get everything taken from you. You will have no rights. You know, the Democrats are the party that doesn't believe in universal rights. I did an episode about this with Kyle Rittenhouse, or the Kyle Rittenhouse episode a while back, about Democrats want rights to be arbitrary. They don't believe in universal rights. They don't believe that everybody has the same rights. They want to be able to pick and choose who gets the rights. So, all right, that's it. That is episode 85. And I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.